and welcome to Wise Shepherds, the show that brings you closer to the heart of the flock. I'm your host, Teresa, and I'm honored to guide you on this journey of faith. Each week, we'll sit down with local pastors from our community who are dedicated to shepherding their congregations with wisdom and grace. They will share biblical insights, offer spiritual guidance, and help us reflect on our own hearts as we navigate the challenges of triumphs of our Christian walk. Whether you're a longtime believer or just beginning to explore your faith, our goal is to create a space for edification and encouragement. So grab your Bible, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's seek the Lord together. This is Wise Shepherds, and we're so glad you're here. And now, Pastor Tony Billinger with OC Christian Center.
Hello, this is Pastor Tony Billinger with OC Christian Center, and welcome to Wise Shepherds. Listen here, I am excited about this topic, prayer, because prayer is needed. Prayer builds communication. Prayer builds relationship between us and the Father. Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Jesus gives a parable to his disciples to make a point that all times we should pray and not give up or lose heart. The enemy, the one thing I've learned that the enemy wants us to do is not pray, not have communication, not speak to the Father, because he wants us to lose heart and give up in who the Father is. Jesus tells his disciples, like he's telling us, as I'm telling you even right now, we cannot second guess prayer. We cannot just push prayer to the side like it's nothing. Because guess what? If we do not pray, we sometimes will lose interest in the things of God and what he has for us. We'll get distracted in what's going on in the world, and we'll lose interest in what his word says. The Bible tells us to even to think of those things that are above and not on earthly things. As we pray, we're constantly connected to the things that are above and what God is saying and what he's trying to do and what he wants to do for us here on earth. Can I give you the second point that I believe that what happens if we lose our prayer life? We'll end up losing our trust and faith in him. When we pray, it builds a greater trust. It builds a greater faith, even in relationships between a man and a woman. Guess what? As they communicate, it helps build a bigger trust and a bigger faith in the partner that they're with. I believe as we pray, it builds our trust up in him, our trust in hearing his voice completely, and our faith in knowing that he's going to respond. Here he goes. When we pray. And guess what? Here's another point I want to give out. We don't never want to lose our love for the Father. This prayer life that we have, it builds a greater love in him, a greater intimacy between us and him. Just like in relationships, the more and more you communicate with someone, it guess what? It builds a greater, greater love for that person, wanting to know even more of who he is or who she is. When we pray, it causes this enthusiasm to even, guess what? I want to know the love that the Father has and who he is to me. This point number four, we never want to lose that sound. Yes, that sound, hearing his voice. The word of God says this, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I don't want to entertain any other voices outside the Father's voice. It can happen. The news can grab our attention. What world issues can grab our attention. Even what's going on, guess what, in the White House, it can grab our attention if we don't spend time with the Father. Can I tell you this? We are kingdom kids. And for kingdom kids, we operate from a different standpoint. We operate from a different relationship. We operate as knowing who the Father is, but it's going to take prayer. Can I say it again? It's going to take prayer. It's going to take communication between, guess what, us and the Father, between you that are women, a daughter and a father, and you that are men, a son and a father. The Father wants to hear from us. I'm going to say it again. The Father wants to, he loves to commune with his children. And how he commune with his children is through prayer. It's taking time out throughout your day and speaking to him and allow him to speak to you. What does my daily prayer look like, you ask? I just don't want to say a bunch of words. I want to say his word. Yes, when I'm praying, I speak his word and what his word says. I'm not just praying from an emotional standpoint. but I'm praying being Spirit-led. Yes, me. I'm being Spirit-led in my prayer. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are called the sons of God. So no, I'm not just praying through emotions, but I'm praying intentionally. My daily prayer looks like, guess what? It's not me just kneeling only. It's me driving when I'm on a 405 freeway and the traffic seems like it's crazy. That's in Southern California, guys. And I'm driving and I'm spending time with the Father. There's times when I get up early in the morning to go meet my clients. And it's just me, just seems like it's me on the road because it's dark. I'm driving, but I'm speaking well of him. I'm talking to him and I'm telling him how grateful I am that I woke up this morning. Then guess what? When I'm walking through in a grocery store and down the food aisles, down the, speaking while I'm telling, I'm grateful that I'm happy that I'm able to even buy groceries. I'm speaking to him. Yeah, my prayer life is not just me just kneeling. It's even when I'm exercising and I'm lifting weights and I'm on my last pump and I'm telling him, God, I just thank you for my health. Thank you for my strength. Father, strengthen me in other areas too as well. My prayer, I'm communicating with the Father. Yes, me. I'm communicating with the Father. Can I give you something else too as well? Guess what? Prayer is not just, like I said, it's not just a bunch of words. I'm partnering the Bible with my words. So I'm not just praying just words. I'm just trying to catch in the air. I'm opening up the Word of God and I'm praying with the Word of God. Even Jesus tells his disciples, and the disciple says, teach us how to pray. He says, well, I'm going to give you this prayer. And that prayer, it unlocks every point that's being needed for us as children. I'll give it to you right now. You've probably heard it before, time and time again. But this prayer right here, I believe it tackles everything that was needed. It says, our Father, which art in heaven, you acknowledging the Father who he is. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You're asking him to release that thing, whatever it is on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. You're asking the Father, Lord, whatever I need for the day, Lord, whatever is needed for me for the day, God, I don't want to be overloaded with anything, but Lord, whatever is needed daily, God, I thank you for releasing that here to me on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, whatever heaven is saying concerning me, let it be released here on earth. Yes, prayer. Jesus teaches the disciples how to pray so they will never miss a point between them and the Father. On earth as it is, give me this day by day bread. Forgive my debts, Lord. Forgive the things that anything that I've done today, God, or anything that I will do today, God, right? Prematurely. Lord, forgive me. Forgive my debts as I forgive. Here, Lord, I want to forgive those, Lord, who's wronged me. I don't want to hold them captive. So I forgive my debts as I forgive my debtors. Lead me not into temptation. Lord, make sure that I'm led not into things that will, here goes, that will taint our relationship. Yes. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom, God. Now here goes. I speak well of him again. For thine is the kingdom, thy power and the glory forever. So you're acknowledging him that he's the God that is forever and ever and ever and ever. Yes, prayer. I never want us to miss a God opportunity. Prayer is giving us opportunity to commune with God. And you never want to miss a God opportunity. Yes, prayer gives me opportunity to feel his warmth, feel his love, and to hear his voice clearly so I will not be distracted to what's going on the earth. Will I not get distracted of what was not happening? Because in prayer, I remember who he is as Jehovah Jireh, my provider. As he's Jehovah Nisi, my banner. As he's Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Yes, you can remember the Father when you're praying. You remember the things that he's done. He's Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. And guess what? We remember him as being a fighter, Jehovah Gabor, the God that fights and wars for us. In my prayer time, I'm now remembering who he is. Because when there's prayer, there's worship. Yes. Those two go hand in hand together. As I'm praying, I begin to be reminded of who he is. Now I'm worshiping him too at the same time. Yes, you. As we go and unlock this month, the month of May, the month of prayer with K-Bright, can I tell you, it continues on into June, July, August, September, October, November. We're spending time with the Father daily. He's communing with us. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for those that are listening. Listening now, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, as they begin to commune with you. Lord, they will know your voice clearly. Because, God, they have spent time with you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for those who have been distracted, Father, what's going on in this world, Father. They have not spent time with you like they should. God, I thank you, Lord, that there will be a burst of energy, Father God, that will trigger them to pray with you, to speak to you. And, Lord, for you to even respond to them, Father, as they come boldly before the throne of grace. Lord, I thank you for prayer. I thank you for who you are to them. Lord, unlock the mysteries unknown to them as they pray to you, Father. Show them, Father God, who you are. Reveal to them, Father God, who they can be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Till next time, keep praying.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Wise Shepherds. I hope that our message has provided you with a new perspective, some helpful guidance, and encouragement for your own spiritual journey. Remember, as we read in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Join us again next time as we continue to seek biblical wisdom and grow in our faith together. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. I'm your host, Teresa, and this has been Wise Shepherds on K-Bright Radio.